Breakfast on Jacker and FM. What a pleasure to welcome Collective Soul.
Yeah.
How'd they get here?
Somebody's sleep deprived over here. I don't know who it is.
Alright, guys, welcome. Please start and just introduce yourselves, what you do in the band, so the listeners can picture you.
I'm Johnny. I play drums with the guys.
Hey! Dean, please, for the love of God.
I'm Dean. I play guitar.
I'm Ed. I sing.
My name's Jesse. I play guitar.
My name's Will, and I play the bass.
Yes, he does.
Ooh, yeah. And the winning voice is you, sir.
I think so.
All right.
You, sir. Some of you have been to the country before. The newcomers to South Africa, welcome. Welcome.
Thank
you. I hope you're going to have a fantastic time. Any expectations that we need to help you with? You have none.
No, I have many expectations. It's going to be great. We're looking for an exciting time and maybe some wildlife.
Now that's a DJ voice also.
Some wildlife. You were very, very lucky the last time you were here with Kings of Chaos and the wildlife. What is the story of the giraffe?
We actually went on a safari. We all got together. A couple of things. First, we went on a safari, and it was later in the day, and the evening we stopped and we actually watched a giraffe give birth, a mom.
That's amazing.
Awesome. And then this is one of my favorite stories of all time. I got a phone call early in the morning, and you never answer your phone in today's world in a hotel room because everybody has cell phones. But the phone rang. I'm like, this is important. It was Slash. And he goes, Ed, what are you doing? I got baby lions up here. We're going to feed them. Will you come up? And I had my son with me at the time. He goes, will you and Lindsay come up and we'll feed the lions? And I'm like, well, first off, you're Slash. I'm going to do whatever you ask me to do. And of course, I would like to feed some baby cub lions. So we went up to his room and we actually got to put chicken in their mouths. They brought cubs up there and we were the first ones to feed them meat.
Yeah.
And it's just crazy.
We have so many questions, but we're not going to ask them. Lions, cubs in his hotel room, but it's Slash. So.
It's exactly.
That's
these fingers can do magic.
I'm sure. That's why I'm not asking the questions.
I'm joking. It's too early.
Those are the questions we're not asking.
Right.
Guys, we've got some fan questions that came in and stories. You've got lots of fans in South Africa, as you know. They are very amped for your concert tomorrow night. Just by the way, how did you and Lifehouse? What was the story there?
We've known Lifehouse since they first started. Actually, yeah. I was talking earlier. We just somehow became friends early on. And I remember sending a Beatles book to Jason earlier.
Oh,
yeah. He called and just connected. And I was like, man, I'm a Beatles fan. And he was. And we were just talking. So there was an orchestration book out at the time of the Beatles music. So I sent it to him. And we just become pals since then. And I love their music. I love how they write. I love the melodic. They're just great songwriters.
Well, the fans are dying to ask you questions. So everyone grab a pair of headphones. You're going to be the judge. You're going to decide who gets to meet you, to come to the concert and also do a VIP experience. Okay. You ready? Here's number one.
Yeah, so Collective Soul has always been there for me. We're a big family of music lovers. And I think from primary school on, every time when I want to hear a good song, it would be Collective Soul. What I would like to know is what inspires the sound of Collective Soul? What makes you guys so unique?
I think because we all grew up together. Honestly, of course, my brother's in the band, and Will was two streets down. His wife grew up across the street from us.
That's true.
Jesse is from Georgia, like not far from where we are. Johnny, we don't know where he's from, and it's okay.
Yeah.
But I just think, you know, when you start early on, I've always said this, what has created the longevity of the band is because we knew each other before we were a band. We knew when to be there.
Wow.
When you get on a road and you just meet someone, it takes time to understand each other's personalities. Yeah. With us, we already knew and understood each other, and we knew when to punch somebody in the face and when to give them a hug. You laugh, but that's true in a relationship, especially in a band with a bunch of boys. So
that's why most bands break up.
I think so also, because it's just the egos. We knew each other's egos, lack thereof, whatever it was, just growing up with each other, and we came from the same culture and the same background.
The common thread for us was our passion for music.
Got us together. Music got us together, yeah. But he's not over-exaggerating. My earliest memory, I knew Ed and I knew Dean, you know.
I knew you. I knew when you were born.
You can always trump me with that.
I'm the old one in the group, so.
Right, next question.
I'd just like to know, what's it like touring with Ed? I'm just wondering, he seems to be the kind of guy who puts his shirts in order of darkest to lightest, color-coded sock piles, that kind of thing. I'm just wondering if this is true, and how's it touring with Ed? My name's Trevor.
Ask his brother.
What's the story there?
So who gets to answer that, Dean?
Is he?
Wait. I'll answer it.
Do you have a camera?
I think it's awesome touring with Ed.
Next question, please.
Hi, my name is Gabby. I'm calling from Kensington in Johannesburg. My question is, some of your songs are incredibly personal, like Satellite. Do you find that there was one specific song that was incredibly difficult to write and one that's incredibly difficult to perform? Thank you.
Oh, nice
question. What a great question. Satellite is very important to me because I wrote it for my son. I went through a divorce, and you don't wish that upon anyone. And my ex-wife and I, we did it the correct way. But at the same time, I just wanted to make sure he knew I was there for him at all times. And I think the most difficult, and we've only done it a few times, is Crown, which was for Dean and I's father. So what a great question.
So far, it seems like that's the favorite. Are you ready for one more story?
One more.
Hi, Jacaranda. My ex-boyfriend's favorite song was Collective Soul, The World I Know. And unfortunately, he committed suicide about 5 years ago. I did the epitaph at his funeral, and we played The World I Know as his coffin left the funeral home, which was sad, but it was epic at the same time.
Sure, that's quite a story. Yeah, you'll be terrible if you don't choose that one. But you're going to have to think about that. But I think the question that comes from this is, and there are many stories like that that are coming through on our Twitter timeline as well. People saying, like this one coming through here, being homesick, crying, listening to songs that you write, Good Morning After All, stuff like that. Mm. How does it feel to hear people connect like that on that level? I mean, you had a part in her life and obviously thereafter. That is, right. What a feeling. Does it ever get old, Dean?
Never. We talked about that this morning.
No, it does. It does not get old. It's part of the motivation for us to continue to do what we do. And when he'll write some of these lyrics, I take such pride in what he does, and the emotional vulnerability.
Yeah,
going into that place.
Yeah. Yeah.
The young lady's talking about World I Know and good. You mentioned, you know, Good Morning After All. Like those things are like so personal. It's such a difficult, in my mind, thing to just put on the table. And I praise him for it.
Good Morning After All was written for our mom.
Yeah.
After our father passed, I was amazed at her strength and energy to get up every morning and be the strength and the cornerstone of our family still, you know? And we're blessed, as we all are, to have families like that that support us. We're goofballs, but they allow us to be goofballs, and once again, it'll smack us when we're too much of goofballs. But World I Know was just absorbing what New York City was 25 years ago.
Did you actually, you wrote those lyrics in New York?
I did. I actually... we had 2 days off. Uh-huh. We were doing press.
Yeah.
And actually, Stephanie had flown in. I just met Stephanie. And I was trying to impress her, to be honest. Mm-hmm. If truth be told, I was like, I'm a songwriter. You know, we were new, and she didn't know who I was. And so I went and walked around New York City. And back then, you got to remember, Times Square is not Times Square is now.
Right.
Like back then, it was still gritty and dirty and had a lot of something to it. And you could walk through the streets. And back then when they had limos, now you have SUVs, there were limos that would pull up, people get out with their fur coats on, and there are people be living in cardboard boxes with signs saying, please help. And I just remember, as a Southern boy, not spending much time in New York City, of course, I'd visit there, just absorbing all that, and it was just like the yin and yang of life. And
that's amazing. Thanks for sharing these intimate moments with us on the show this morning. Seriously, seriously cool to hang with you. We could do this for hours and hours and hours. You must have a fantastic show. I did save the best for last. Her name is Magnolia. She calls us a lot on the show. And this is probably a winner right here. I'm not sure.
Hi, guys. Here's Collective Soul December from Magnolia. Don't scream about. Don't think aloud. Turn your head now, baby. Just spit it out. Don't worry about. Don't speak a doubt. Turn your head right now, baby. Turn it out.
Oh, yeah.
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 Woo!
Yeah. You made it.
If your vocals, you
she,
know, if
she knows the lyrics as well as I do. I can tell.
So we'll give you a moment to decide who gets the VIP experience, who gets to meet the band and all that. That's coming up next. Hanging with Collective Soul on Jacaranda FM. It's just incredible how your music has touched South African fans. I mean, did you have any idea that you were this followed in South Africa? I mean, do you ever get fan mail from South Africa? Did you know there are so many people's stories about you in South Africa?
It started about 20 years ago, yeah. And then we were told we had shows offered, so we came. And then it was just... And there were friends of ours that were surfers.
Oh, yeah.
Believe it or not, we were in South Africa. Yeah. They're like, man, they're playing your songs all the time in South Africa. And we're like, really? You know, it's just, you never think of that when you start. You just want, you know, when we first started, the only people that showed up to our shows were whoever we were dating at the time. So it's kind of nice to know.
Which was a pretty big number.
I know.
I mean, you're already cool if you're a surfer, but if you're a surfer with friends like Collective Soul, I mean, stuff you, man. Where you go. All right, so listen, you have made your decision about who gets the VIP experience and the meet and greet, and we got it back on the line this morning. Is it Alexa? Good morning, Alexa.
Hi, Martin. How are you?
Good, thank you. You're on live with Collective Soul. Firstly, sorry about the loss. What was your boyfriend's name?
His name was Dean, and he died, oh God, it must have been about 8 years ago.
All right. Well, sorry about that loss, but thanks for your story.
Yeah, no, Alexa, we'd like to have you back and meet us and hang out with us tomorrow night. So,
that would be absolutely mind-blowing, guys. That would be incredible.
Well, thank you for sharing your loss, and sorry for your loss. So,
let's
celebrate life. Let's do it. Let's do it tomorrow night. Come join us, please. That'd be awesome.
I would love to. I just want to say, your guys' music, I mean, I'm a bit older now, so I'm a 90s kid. Your guys' music has honestly got me through some really, really hard times in my life, especially Run, The World I Know, two of my favorite songs in the entire world.
Well, thank you so much. And by the way, all you people help us get through rough times. It works both ways. People, sometimes artists don't express that. It truly means the world to us for what y'all have done and given us this moment to be here in South Africa.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Thank you so much. So please come out and enjoy and hang out with the boys. We'd love to have you.
Yeah, I will. I'd love to. That'll be awesome. Thanks, guys. I look forward to it.
And in memory of Dean tomorrow night, you're going to hear that song live on stage. Like Alexa, thanks for listening and thanks for your story. Enjoy it.
Thanks, Martin.
So there you go. Guys, thanks so much for popping in. Glad you made it to the studio. Okay. Sorry about the traffic. Enjoy South Africa. Two of you have never been here before. You're going to absolutely love it.
Yes.
Dean, Ed, the rest of you guys will have a great concert tomorrow night.
Thank you so much.
Cannot wait. Collective Soul Live.
Thank you, guys.
Woo! Breakfast with Martin and Julie. Jacaranda FM.